This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Now to a conversation with the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy. Head of Pricing, Robert Micah, joins us on the line. And that's after the department published the latest official fuel price adjustments, which will kick off at midnight, so on the 1st of May. So you've got a few hours, I think, if you're one of those people who loves to fill up before the increase. But Robert does join us now on the line just to understand, you know, where we are in terms of fuel pricing in South Africa. Robert, a good evening to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Good evening, Nolutando, and the listeners of Power Business.
Thank you so much for chatting to us. Of course, we know that these increases are only for us people who have petrol engines. I guess if you have a diesel engine, then not so much of an increase.
Yes, the increase is only on petrol, mainly because of the petrol demand in the northern hemisphere as they move towards their driving season. So there's more demand for petrol than the market can supply at the moment.
Let's also talk, you know, Robert, about, you know, some of the different inputs there. Maybe starting off with the price of oil there, how it averaged over the period that has led to this increase.
Yes, Nolutando, we have seen how geopolitics affected the price of oil. On average, it increased from $84 per barrel to $88 per barrel, mainly because of what happened between Israel and Iran.
And then let's also talk about the international petroleum product prices there and how they've also played a factor here.
Yes, generally the petroleum product prices follow the price of crude oil. However, during this period in time, we've seen that the shipping cost, which we call the freight, actually was much lower than the one for the previous month. That is why the prices, some of the prices are decreasing.
And of course, one of the most important ones and one that is often beyond our control there is the rand and dollar and how they interact with one another.
Yes, the rand weakened slightly against the US dollar, and this contributed by around 2.5 cents a liter on all products.
And of course, there's the implementation of the slate levy. Please help us understand exactly what this means for South Africans and what the levy does.
Yeah, the slate levy is actually used to compensate the oil company in the main when there's a period of under-recovery on their side, particularly if the oil prices increase for maybe two or three consecutive months, they under-recover because we are using the average prices when we calculate the price. However, when they go into the market, they actually buy at the actual price. So the slate levy at the moment remained unchanged because there's a slate account that is administered by the Central Energy Fund. So according to the rules that we have established and agreed with the industry and the minister approved, is that when the money in that slate balance, in that slate account, if it's below minus 500 million rand, that's when we introduce a slate levy. So if you recall, last month, we introduced a slate of around 21.92 cents per liter because the balance was 1.63 billion rand in the account, minus. So this time, it was just slightly above at 1.73 billion rand. So when you look at the way we calculate the slate, we realize that it remains the same. So it was not changed.
Well, Robert, thank you for taking us through this one. I think one always worth watching here. And hopefully in the next few months, we can just see better fuel prices for us. Thank you for your time tonight.
Thank you. We have seen the oil prices as dropping a little bit the past few days.
Yes.
We hope that it will continue with that trend. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thanks, Robert. An absolute pleasure. That's Robert Micah. He's head of fuel pricing at the DMRE there.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.